You're with SBS Radio.
Victoria has now had 12 consecutive days of at least 10 or more new cases of COVID-19. Sunday has brought news of 49 new cases, up from 41 on Saturday. Four are from new outbreaks, and 19 cases are still under investigation. The other 26 have come from routine testing, which is semi-encouraging news for the Victorian government, as it embarks upon a testing blitz in 10 suburbs of Melbourne, thought to be the epicentre of the fresh outbreak. The spike has forced other forms of action from the Victorian government. Until now, it had not actually been compulsory for returned travellers quarantining in Victoria to be tested for the coronavirus, with around 30% refusing to be tested. In an effort to curb that, Premier Daniel Andrews has announced that the state will be adopting a measure already in force in New South Wales, where those who refuse to be tested in quarantine have to stay in quarantine an extra 10 days. Mr. Andrews says making people stay longer is a better solution than fining those who refuse a test.
It is my judgment that if it was simply a fine and nothing else, then there may be some people in hotel quarantine, people of means, I'll give you one example, who might well pay the fine in order to get out. 10 days may be a far greater sanction than simply a fine.
Those in quarantine in Victoria are offered tests twice, on the first day of their 14-day quarantine and then again on the 11th day. Mr. Andrews also says the government will resort to locking down affected suburbs or areas if that's necessary. However, he's still trying to appeal to the better nature and community spirit of his citizens as the testing blitz continues.
We'll do it if we need to. We'll do it if that is the appropriate response. But it's again another reminder, and I think just makes the point really clearly, please come forward and get tested. If someone knocks on your door, take the test. It is incredibly important for you, your family, and every Victorian family.
Mr. Andrews also says the advent of saliva-based tests, rather than ones where swabs are taken from the back of the throat and the nose, will help eliminate objections to being tested. The Victorian spike continues to reverberate around the country. The Commonwealth Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Michael Kidd, admits federal authorities are concerned about what is happening in Victoria. But he says it is not severe enough to qualify as the dreaded so-called second wave of the virus.
This is not a second wave. This is an outbreak occurring, and the response which is occurring is very vigorous and appropriate. The term second wave is not well defined. It's being used very widely and broadly. The second wave in the context of the Spanish flu pandemic, of course, was a wave which went right across the world with further very high rates of infection and very high rates of mortality occurring. And, of course, that's not what we're seeing at this time.
Meanwhile, New South Wales registered 3 new cases of the coronavirus on Sunday. Western Australia registered 1. The 4 infected people in those 2 states combined were all returning overseas travellers. Queensland and South Australia have both registered 0 new cases, but no new cases does not mean no worries. That's particularly the case for South Australia, which shares a border with Victoria. Premier Stephen Marshall says he's very concerned about what's going on to his east.
We've said that we would like to open our borders on the 20th of July, but we're not going to do it if it's going to set our state backwards. We've come a long way. We've worked very hard. We don't want to go backwards. We are very concerned now about what is happening in Victoria. The numbers seem to be going up, not down. We've got 3 weeks until we consider opening those borders, but we won't be opening them if it's going to send South Australia backwards.
Economic concerns are one of the main factors driving calls for the reopening of state borders. Queensland is set to announce when or if its borders will reopen in the near future on Tuesday. But the state's Transport Minister, Mark Bailey, says the issue is not a matter of playing health concerns against economic concerns.
Look, everybody wants things to return to normal as quickly as possible. The issue is how you get there and how you do that safely and fastest. And we've had the view the best health outcomes are actually the best economic outcomes because we come out of it gradually but quicker than if we risk a second wave and then everything gets prolonged.
Since the beginning of the crisis, nearly 7,700 Australians have contracted COVID-19. 104 of those people have died. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.